code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And I think it's the 28th January 2008. Newcomers, I always ask to look into the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as much of the talks as you wish, because you'll find a lot of the pieces of the big jigsaw puzzle are interspersed in all different talks I've given over the years. And also look into Alan Watt's sentientsentinel.eu, where you can find transcripts in the various languages of Europe. You can download them, print them up, and pass them around to your friends. Because the time is really getting short when this big war off the worlds, really war on the world is more appropriate, is speeding up, because they see their goal in sight into their beautiful scientific dictatorship that they've planned for so long. And we've all grown through it. Most of the things we think about, most of the topics we talk about, even the way we perceive life in general, our culture, our nations, the world, is all given to us. It's indoctrination through a scientific technique. In other words, if everyone else thinks it's normal, you must be normal too. Yet they did the same trick a long time ago when they told them the earth was flat. Same technique, only on a much grander scale. And as Bertrand Russell and others and Huxley and all the rest of the big boys said a long time ago, they'll do it by simple repetition. Just repeating the same lies over and over until we parrot the same slogans and we talk it into existence. It becomes reality. Must be true if everyone else says it too. Very, very simple technique. And when you went to Carl Quigley, Professor Carl Quigley's books, The Anglo-American Establishment, and also Tragedy and Hope, he tells you, now this is the official historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the American branch of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, a parallel government that was set up a long time ago to get the big job done, to the great work, because democracy, as they knew, would take way too long with so much bickering going on with different competing factions and groups. So they had a parallel government set up under a massive, massive system, a superstructure of different parts or think tanks and so on, working together on all the future problems which they foresaw and which they were ready to deal with before they even came up across the horizon. So that's how they plan the future. And Carl Quigley talked about the great plan, how they bring it into being. And he said in his books, remember, this was not just a professor, he was also an advisor to the State Department and to political advisors, etc., for many, many years. He was also the man who chose Rhodes Scholars for world government positions. He chose Bill Clinton and others. There's lots of bureaucrats at high-level federal positions across the world who are Rhodes Scholars, all trained by the big world government system, which started off in Oxford, England. But Quigley said, we shall eventually merge capitalism and communism together. And he says, we don't mind who we deal with as the Royal Institute or the Council on Foreign Relations. We deal with dictators, tyrants, democracies, communists, and so on. He said, because the greater plan was to eventually bring them all step by step into the same system, merge them. And what they've done through the great experimentation, and that's what it is. You'd understand when America was created after the revolution, they called it the Great Experiment. And it was a study, a massive study that we'd done on the populace. The communist revolution was called the Second Great Experiment, the two systems. I think I hear music coming up, so I'll be back after these messages.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, and I was just mentioning how the great experiments of the different systems were eventually to be merged together. And when I traveled across the world, I call it the old world because so much has changed since I went around it, I saw that different countries were doing big social experiments with their populations. And Holland was one where they pretty well reversed roles, and the men were encouraged to stay home. They were paid to stay home and look after the babies and stuff like that. So I knew there was tremendous social engineering, and which was not by chance. Someone was taking data on this, and we saw what was happening in the Soviet system as well, because the Soviet people themselves are no different from anyone else across the world. They take whatever they're given as truth as well. Their propaganda, their indoctrinations, and they believe in the system that's created for them. But they were also getting their particular system of security, which is now merged with the U.S. If you've noticed, the heads of Soviet departments now are the heads of Homeland Security in the U.S. That's not by chance. Because even with the Ford Foundation, when they were asked during the Rees Commission on foundations and all the power and influence they had, and a book came out called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, with the Rees Commission on what they were actually funding, the Ford CEO told, I think it was Chairman Norman Dodds, they told him, our function is to merge comfortably and easily the Soviet system with America. This was all done under the auspices of the Royal Institute for International Affairs that ran all sides of everything. And that's why things are going the way they are today. Now, I just got a letter from a person I know who was brought up in the communist system. And this is part of his letter here. It's amazing how synchronicities work. Because I was thinking about this, and in came the letter. And he said, in the early 50s in communist East Europe, they introduced the same personality profiling as is now being done in the West. Looks like there was good cooperation with Roll in Super International Affairs. At workplaces, some colleagues were in charge of reporting on the others, and at the personnel, they kept files on each of us, personnel offices. On the housing blocks, they were the moles called entrusted agent of the block. In the villages, they were reporters of the moods, in other words, how your personality was and how it was going. So this system was truly international. We also saw chemtrails back in the 50s in Hungary and discussed them with schoolmates. We didn't know what they were. Now, that's true enough. They were testing out the same stuff they're doing today back in the 50s. And I can remember asking my uncle at one point in Britain, who was in the RAF, Royal Air Force, what those big trails were in the sky, these figures of eight that lasted for hours and hours. And he couldn't answer either, and he was in the Air Force. He'd never seen them before. They were testing out the chemicals that they're now dumping on us today, which are tranquilizing us, because you use tranquilizers when you want populations to go through massive, massive cultural changes. But to continue with his letter, he says, when I went to primary school, we had to hand in a written autobiography on our family, briefly stating what the parents did before and after liberation. The communist teachers told us that the national state will die away. Now, that's true, that's the theory. And that there will be no family. The children will be taken away from the mothers and become wards of the state. Now, we know for a fact that the war on the family in the West was just as intense. They had more to overcome, mainly through propaganda and working on both male and female, making them both dissatisfied, raising the status of single mothers, and then the state comes in as a new father and raises the child, basically, on subsidies, daycare, and so on. And this same thing was written in 1861 in a theatrical play of the Hungarian writers that he mentioned at the top of the letter. It was also mentioned as well, of course, in Karl Marx's manifesto, although he didn't really write it up. So this thing was planned not only in the 1920s, but 150 years ago. But if you go back to the days of Plato, the Republic, which they all quote at the top, it was planned then too. They said in the 1950s the world system will be a scientific socialism. Today I see the same slogans reappear as the communists told us. While a communism coming at the West, only the Central Committee are aristocrats, or nature's nobility, as is said in the Harry Potter story. All the best. And that's standard. That's all factual. This is someone who's awake and sees the same system and control here. We also find, too, of course, that Bertrand Russell, who had the experimental schools in the West, given full approval to start them up, where he did things that no other school could have done without going to prison, at least for the ones in the top, he was trying to destroy the family by encouraging all kinds of things, including pre-pubertal sex with them, with intent that the more partners they have, the very slim chance would be of them bonding when they got older. And that's pretty well been accomplished in today's society. And it was to be intergenerational. They said it would take them three generations of steady indoctrination into the new system, free sex, all the rest of it, until casual sex would be the normal amongst children. And it's all been successful. I know they're going on a roll with all of this television. It is the new normal, it truly is, with all these supposed reality shows where they pick a bunch of Hollywood children and dress them up, put them in a big mansion, and everybody's eyes are stuck on their little childish chatter, but they have all these hormones and no brain. And that's what the youngsters are taught to adopt. But because their parents are also degenerated through their indoctrinations, they let it go, and that's how it's been done. They could never have started this 30, 40, 50 years ago at this stage. They had to give us three generations, because each generation, as it's been brought down, accepts more and more degeneration. Quite simple, because these guys at the top work, as I say, in generations and even centuries. That's what foundations do. Quigley himself said that foundations can accomplish their purpose because a foundation has tenets. They have a system with built into it, and they can recruit people who will work their entire lives with them, retire, and pass on their knowledge to young recruits coming in. It could take generations to achieve their objective, but because they are well-funded and have employees and pension plans and recruitment drives, they can actually pull off a goal. Even if it takes them 100, 200, 300 years, it makes no difference. They can do it. And if you go into even Weishaupt's writings, he talked about the use of the great foundations that would be built up to master the world. So did Mr. Albert Pike. It's been successful. And they go under charities, even with the new chip, the Masonic chip, they call it. All Freemason lodges now and magazines are pushing the chipping of children for their safety. And if you go into the histories written by the Cater Coronati Lodge in England, which is their premier lodge for their own historical records, they'll tell you that they were the ones that gave us the standard education and the international system of education. They push for all these things, and the useful idiots at the bottom do it willingly. They don't know what they're really doing. All part of a global agenda. But, you know, we live in quite a world. It's a macabre world of fantasy, more fantasy than reality. And all you have to do is create a form of dissociation. You dissociate people from true reality. And this is a technique that was well studied on the Far East and even in Buddhism. Intense interest by scientists over 100 years ago went into the study of Buddhism especially, because they found that dissociative techniques were used in the pupils or the students of Buddhism, where they could walk through incredible scenes, even if it was slaughter, and not be affected because nothing to them really was real. They already found this out in some forms of ardent Hinduism, but they were also taught that nothing was real. Everything was a thought or a mirror thought of Brahma. And so you could watch a whole tribe being slaughtered and it wouldn't affect you because it was all illusions and dreams, basically. That's where we are almost today, because on the West, they decided to use entertainment. Massive, massive entertainment. All working together through magazines, radio, television, movies, and so on, novels, to create this dissociative state which we all live in today. For most people, as you go through life, nothing is really real. That's why at the top they can tell them amazing things that are going to affect them personally, but they don't think it will affect them personally. They must be talking about someone else, not me. I'm special. I live in my little cocoon here, and I go home at night and I watch television. And I zonk out. And my favorite shows are always on. And as long as my favorite shows are on, the world must be just hunky-dory. Simple as that. It's as simple as that. I saw this in the 70s and 80s in Britain, a time when the culmination of the deindustrialization process signed at the end of World War II by Britain's leaders into the United Nations and the U.S. agreement, because that was part of the signatory, they would actually deindustrialize the West, but mainly Britain. I saw it culminating in the 60s, 70s, and 80s with massive unemployment. Every day there was factories closing year after year, week after week, and this was the normal. Suicide was higher in Britain than even Sweden. Sweden used to hold the records. And it was an apathetic feeling. I used to hate coming back to Britain to see what was happening to it. But the welfare system was pushed to the maximum. The welfare offices themselves were all painted inside like battleship grey. It was admitted years later it was the most depressing colour, a neutral type colour, and that's why they all painted them as battleship grey. Massive psychology used even on the poor and the desperate. I saw that. I saw people. I cut one guy down who hung himself in the same street because he lost his job. That was the Great Britain back then. Well, guess what? It's coming to you. It's coming to America. In fact, it's already here. were being kept afloat artificially, and they haven't given you a substitute to take over. We're back after the following messages.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back, cutting through the matrix. And just giving a little bit of history of how everything that happened even in the 60s, 70s and 80s into the 90s was planned. The deindustrializing of most countries in Europe, but mainly Britain. The massive fallout in society, it was terrible. Divorces galore, everybody starts divorcing when there's no money. The shame that everyone felt being on welfare, where they were treated like some sort of criminal, and yet that was encouraged. Margaret Thatcher, the great Maggie Thatcher, the Iron Lady, said she actually extended the opening times for bars because at that time there used to be a morning time, 10 till 1 or 2, and then opened again at later on in the evening till about 11 at night. She extended it all day. The reason being, she said, it'll keep the unemployed youth off the streets where they could be protesting or rioting. So everything was managed, you see, as long as they gave them enough money for staying in the bars where things seemed less hopeless, they wouldn't be causing any problems as we went through that change. And the same thing, as I say, is to happen in the States. In the States, they knew there'd be much more trouble because of a different outlook on life. There's still memory, at least, of something that was supposed to be freedom, and therefore, they were, for the last 20-odd years, they've been building up a massive internal army and many factions of it and divisions of it to deal with all the strife that they see coming down the pike. They go through the massive changes, and it's pretty well being implemented now. And it's all been done under this utter rubbish office for your safety. When guys are walking around looking menacingly, dressed in black like executioners, and that's why they chose the black color, with machine guns and asking you to bend over, that is not for your safety. In every other age, that was called despotism and tyranny and terror, and that's the object of terrorizing the public. That's what that is. That's not called civilization, at least in my definition. Now, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing was the author of the European Constitution. And this is a quote from him. Now listen carefully, those that are harder thinking. He says, public opinion will be led to adopt, without knowing it, the proposals that we dare not present to them directly. All the earlier proposals will be in the new text, but will be hidden and disguised in some way. Right? That's the guy who authored the European Constitution. At least he was at the head of the committee that did it. Valéry Giscard d'Estaing. I'll read it again, because this is happening here too. This is the sort of arrogant boast they'll give once in a while. Knowing that most of the public have their minds off in some reality TV show. Public opinion will be led to adopt. Led to adopt. Public opinion will be led to adopt, without knowing it, the proposals that we dare not present to them directly. All the earlier proposals will be in the new text that will be hidden and disguised in some way. And that was put through in the last constitution that had been thrown out by the people of Europe. That's how arrogant these characters are. They know they can just sit back, reword something, tuck it away in some massive new bill, pass it through, and it's law. It's now legal. They have the legal rights to do whatever they wish, including killing you if need be. It's all quite legal. It's not bad being a member of the Tyrants Club. There's nothing really that's illegal for you to do, because you make sure that you write everything into law that you want to do. Now it is legal. And that's what they've done in the US, Canada, and across Europe and Scandinavia, and across the world, this big international club that runs the countries, all the countries. They've passed the same laws to give themselves the rights, so that they're not accused of being criminals. The right to do whatever they wish with you, to spy on you, to listen into all your conversations, have all access to all your data, because you must be predictable. You could be a terrorist and you don't even know it yet. You could be a secret Muslim or a potential Muslim, and all that utter nonsense, utter rubbish and claptrap. As I say, when you see men, goons, dressed and black with machine guns ordering you around, you better believe you're in big trouble. Now, Hollywood has been churning out movie after movie after movie since the Pentagon started funding them with millions and millions of dollars. They put out exciting movies to deal with terrorism. They've had more terrorist acts on celluloid than they have had in reality. Just like the propaganda movies they put out in World War II. Hollywood put so many war movies out in World War II, they fired more blanks than real bullets that were fired in World War II. That's how bad it was. But all these terrorist movies they're churning out now, always wrapped up in a good story to tell you that, and to condition you that here's the guys, here's the goon squad, the guys all look the same, just like the soldiers, the faceless soldiers in the Star Wars movies, running through the streets, banging down doors. That's all quite natural, because there's terrorists out there doing all sorts of things every day on celluloid in studios in Hollywood, but nowhere else. That's how you change reality and the perception of reality. And getting back to the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the system, the coordinating system that was set up really at the beginning of the 1900s, which emerged out of the Cecil Rhodes Foundation on behalf of British royalty. And I'll go into this in more depth after these messages. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix trying to show you that nothing that happens by chance. Conditioning takes a little while to work on the victims, and they have all the time in the world because their whole lives were being brought up in a Pavlovian scientific system. So were our parents. They didn't know it either. They had less of a clue than we do, because they were under it too. And they also came through wars. They had the World War II, the Korea, Vietnam, and then the UN had little wars all over the planet, as they still do, because the UN was set up to be the global army, to be the global dictatorship that would run the world eventually when they had power, which they will do when the three main trading blocks are all united. The UN is meant to take over as a supreme council, basically. That was its purpose. Read in to the books of the founders of the United Nations. Read into the books that were put out during, especially during World War II in the US, by the big boys on the United Nations. They all worked towards it. Their job was to write lots of propaganda to convince a post-war world why they must accept global government. And they put out lots and lots of books on this subject. And it didn't quite take so well, so they simply put it in a quieter mode for a while where they worked steadily towards it. And they realized it would probably take them another 50 years to get their agenda through. have been pretty successful so far because Europe is united against the wishes of its people, which shows you that true democracy really does exist because it never existed at all. A democracy is a con game, always was. And now it's the same thing with the North American Union. You have the Council on Foreign Relations admitting publicly on national television in countries like Canada that they drafted up the whole deals that are signed every year by the President and Prime Ministers of Mexico and Canada and the U.S. They sign the further integration since 2005 every year. They just go up there, don't even read it, they just sign it because that's their job, their front men. And it becomes more integrated in such a way that cannot be pulled apart. That's what they tell you. So many lawyers working on it would take them so many years to unravel. I don't see why, since any law that's put in the books can just be thrown out. I've got a good wood stove here. It could probably go through quite a lot all at once. That's how you get rid of all bad laws. Quite simple. You don't need lawyers to do it. And we're integrating, as I say, through this Council on Foreign Relations, which is just the Royal Institute for International Affairs. You'll notice, too, that when Bill Clinton had his little dalliances and he played his little cigar trick, blowing smoke rings, he didn't go in front of the American public right away to answer for his naughtiness. No, he was called up to the Council on Foreign Relations. He addressed them. Now, they're a non-governmental organization, this powerful bunch. How come he had to go and address them before he addressed anyone else? Before he even addressed the people he's supposed to represent, supposed to again, the con game. Well, you see, he was going to the ones he represents because those guys are his peers and his bosses. The parallel government is alive and well, and most people haven't a clue of reality because pretty well all of their spare time is taken up by entertaining themselves through fiction, downloading themselves through fiction, watching countless heroes win and battles against terrorism, which is just all over the place, all from Hollywood, and the programmed. I mean, it's impossible to shake most people out of it. They're gone. So I tried and addressed those who are awake, those who are trying to get awake, or as they said, in ages gone by, those who are trying to walk. You teach the lame to walk. You leave the dead to bury their dead. You can't lead people into a reality who don't want to come to it. It's impossible. Don't frustrate yourself. But for those who are trying to understand, you help the blind to see, and you help the lame to walk. So be very careful how you expend your energy and your time, because the time truly is short now. This is a battle for the entire planet. It's a battle for every human being on the planet, because they intend to take us over completely, and not just through propaganda and indoctrinations and inoculations and spraying and giving you food that makes you very sick. They also want to rebuild a better class of slaves, purpose-made slaves. The ideal design, the other meaning behind ID, ideal design. Now they're on a roll as they try and eradicate the last vestiges of what they call quaint, old-fashioned cultures, and they want to standardize the world, especially what's left of the Middle East, where they still have families and they have a religion which they tend to go along with, and a culture that's very old. Probably the last bastion that holds out. They don't belong to the World Bank unless they get smashed into the ground and are forced onto it and the debt system. And then UNESCO moves in to inoculate everyone and train the first young bunch of youngsters in their schools to grow up to be good little democratic leaders or puppets, depends how you view it. So here's what they're going to do now. And this is also a propaganda piece, because otherwise it would not be released into the newspapers. And this is from The Guardian. It's January the 22nd, 2008. It says, preemptive nuclear strike, a key option, NATO told. Now remember, as I say, this is This is meant to terrify us. That's why it's released to the public. But it's also meant to terrorize all the other peoples across the world that haven't given in yet. The West must be ready to resort to a preemptive nuclear attack. That means you strike first. You kill first. To try and halt the imminent spread, it says it's imminent. So there's a little adjective put in there to make you think it's an imminent spread of nuclear and other weapons of mass destruction, according to a radical manifesto. I love manifestos. For a new NATO. A new NATO. Remember, NATO is a scrambled atom, the old sun god from Egypt, by five of the West's most senior military officers and strategists. Also, look at the NATO logo. And if you're very good at being able to see things in different ways, you'll see a little hidden swastika in there, a Novu swastika. Calling for a root and branch reform of NATO and a new pact to join the US, NATO and European Union together. So we're all getting pulled together now, they're all amalgamating. In a grand strategy, they love grand and great because they have the great lodges and the grand work, the great work to fulfill. To tackle the challenges of an increasingly brutal world, well, they should know since they're doing all the brutalizing. The former armed forces chiefs from the US, Britain, Germany, France and the Netherlands insist that a first strike nuclear option remains an indispensable instrument since there is simply no realistic prospect of a nuclear-free world. Oh my goodness, eh? The manifesto has been written following discussions with active commanders and policymakers, many of whom are unable or unwilling to publicly air their views. I could add, being good little psychopaths that they are. It has been presented to the Pentagon in Washington and to NATO's Secretary General, Jaap de Hoop Scheffer, over the past 10 days. The proposals are likely to be discussed at a NATO summit in Bucharest in April. The risk of further nuclear proliferation is imminent. It's absolutely around the corner, you see. It's imminent. And with it, the danger that nuclear war fighting, albeit limited in scope, might become possible. Well, the sky might fall too. We can make this fall out of orbit and all the rest of it. There's lots of possibilities. The authors argued in the 150-page blueprint for urgent reform of Western military strategy and structures. The first use of nuclear weapons must remain the quiver of escalation as the ultimate instrument to prevent the use of weapons of mass destruction. The authors, General John Shalakashvili, a former chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff and NATO's ex-Supreme Commander in Europe, General Klaus Neumann, Germany's former top soldier and ex-chairman of NATO's military committee, General Henk van den Bremen, a former Dutch Chief of Staff, Admiral Jacques Langsad, a former French Chief of Staff, and Lord Inge is a strange name, I-N-G-E, Field Marshal and ex-Chief of General Staff, and the Defence Staff in the UK, in other words, the whole kit and caboodle of them, paint an alarming picture of the threats and challenges confronting the West in the post-9/11 world on the ability to cope. So they're going to bomb the hell out of everybody, and that's their answer to it. But really, as I say, that's a propaganda piece to terrify all those who won't buckle under and conform into the standardization process of the new society for the world. That's really what it's for. And also to keep all the people across the world, the people who believe all this rubbish, we should be all frightened, you see, because there's just so many crazies out there running around with nukes and stuff, and they're generally in military arsenals in your own country. So maybe they should start blowing them up then, since they hold all this stuff, all the weapons of mass destruction. If they're so worried about them, why don't they just get rid of them? But that will never happen, will it? Because psychopaths never give away their tools of their trade. And they never give away their cards either. But that's a propaganda piece put into The Guardian, which doesn't surprise me at all. Most of the stuff in the media is propaganda. Now I've got Maggie from Texas on the line. Are you there, Maggie? Hello, Maggie?
Yes. My question concerns TV, which you mentioned before. I noticed the exact moment when the TV dramas changed from a format of just generalized sale of sex and violence to very specific propaganda scripts. But what I noticed at the same time, and it surprised me, was that the vocabulary seem to get very much more sophisticated, and it seemed to be not only written by a different group of people, older, middle-aged even, but using vocabulary and allusions, literary allusions, musical allusions, and so on, that almost would not be understood by most people educated who are under 40 now, or 35 certainly. And I just wondered if you have noticed the same thing and why you think they did that and to what audience you think they are appealing.
I think what it is, too, is that when you use linguistic minimalism, and that's what Orwell called it, they have created a society, a young society, who have fewer words in use than any other previous generation, which makes it harder for them to express thoughts. However, they admire people who can.
Do they?
And yes, they admire people who can put things over succinctly, because it's a trait that they should have, but it's not been taught to them. In fact, it's been discouraged. Therefore, when they put stuff out in dramas, etc., especially when it's their hero figures on the dramas, the cops, the military, anti-terrorist squads, and all this stuff, and all these fictional stuff, they will identify even more with these people because they admire them. And so you're right, they have brought in more highly qualified writers, script writers, and Hollywood is working hand in glove with the Pentagon on all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's very obvious. But I remember I knew a screenwriter or a scriptwriter about 10 years ago, and she was talking about how you might make it in movies a little, but you could never be a scriptwriter for TV unless you were under 30, preferably under 25, and that certainly went away overnight.
Yes, yes, and they also did realize, too, that the skill wasn't there, even in the very young. They thought that they could write even more immature scripts, keep them mm-hmm. absorbed by getting young people in, but it really didn't wash over because the youngsters, it was just too familiar to the youngsters. There was nothing to really watch. It was just like their everyday life. So they had mm-hmm. to bring more intelligence into it to try to grab their attention, hold their attention, probably get their indoctrination.
Okay, well, thank you for your insights, and I'm glad you've noticed what I noticed.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Now we've got Ron from Michigan there. Are you there, Ron?
Hello, Alan. Yes. It's great to speak with you.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned something a few weeks ago about their altering copy, and I was curious about that. I hear you expound on that. And
yeah. Yeah, it was about 10 years ago in the Toronto Sun newspaper. It was also in the Toronto Star, so I guess it was in all major newspapers at the time. It just mentioned it was actually in the business section. That was all that was left in a restaurant, so I just grabbed it and looked at it. And it just mentioned that the coffee purchasers, had demanded from the growers that they change to the modified coffee shrub or they would not purchase their coffee. And it made no sense, but I thought, well, obviously the producers weren't complaining that their yields were too low. It was nothing to do with cost or anything on the behalf of the purchasers, but the purchasers were mandating that the producers change over to this modified, genetically modified bean.
Oh.
And I realized then there was a different agenda behind it. And sure enough, you know, coffee has changed big time. Since then, I'm sure. You see, if you want to alter people, and this was discussed at top levels, you go for the things they commonly use. If you notice, Monsanto went for the most common daily intakes in food, the types you take up fairly well on average every day or every week.
Corn,
they went for those ones first. Same thing for the coffee. If you want to alter people, dumb them down, even make them sick, you can use plants. Now, plants are fantastic for producing drugs. Opium comes from a poppy. Heroin comes from the opium. So they knew this in ancient times. You can alter people's moods, behaviors, by altering simple plants to produce certain drugs or even acids or whatever. That's why they brought top scientists and kept this secret from the public, under law at the top, that they were altering all of their food, but also altered the coffee, because this was a must-be operation. They admitted in Canada that Monsanto had a secret deal with the Canadian government to experiment on the population of Canada for 10 years without our knowledge. Now, during that whole time, they were obviously taking the data from all hospitals, doctors, and so on the changes in the physiology and the state of health of the public. Right. So they had other things they were looking for, I'm sure, and we know the IQ has dropped, it's officially dropped. we know that the body shape of the people in the West is incredible. It's just gone out of all proportions. It's altering all the time.
You can see it just looking in their faces in the stores, you know.
Yeah, so they've altered the coffee as well, and I don't trust it when they bring in top scientists that take different genes from different creatures and put it into coffee beans.
My goodness.
When there was no need for it in the first place.
No. The coffee I've seen in Mexico have been almost tree size, so I know that they do have shrubs.
Yeah. So yeah, check back the newspapers and find out those articles. You'd be quite surprised. I'll be back after these messages.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. 6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. And we have Keith from Florida. Are you there, Keith? Hello? Hello, Keith?
Hey. Speaking of mindless juvenile propaganda, 2007 was the 50th anniversary of Atlas Shrugged. I don't know if you're aware of that, but Ayn Rand, who I got turned off to her years ago because I just it was reading her books was like watching some sort of perverted 1950s military propaganda film written by a Barbie doll or something.
Yeah, she was Alice. Her name was Alice. I remember it was Morgenthaler.
Oh, what?
Yeah, she was sent over to lead what, and many of them were ordinary people who thought there was, she was standing up for individual liberty.
Right.
But they didn't realize she was standing up, reiterating and voicing on behalf of the people like Rothschild, that was her lover, you know.
Oh, no, really?
She was actually putting out their right, what they believed, for those who were superior to rule the majority underneath them, and that the laws that they had for the public did not affect them. She thought that genius had the right to rule those that were rather silly or stupid, according to her. And she was quite the woman for this. She was a eugenicist, no doubt about it.
Yeah, she put together this this bizarre collective, which Alan Greenspan was a member, and she and a few others put together a collection of ethical essays, you know, on their objectivist philosophy called The Virtue of Selfishness.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was really just a lot of nonsense. But recently, I stumbled on an old clip of her on the Phil Donahue show, and I tell you, I mean, even in her late age, I mean, she was very mean-spirited, and some of the stuff that she said was just absolutely outrageous. And it's amazing to this day that people are so beguiled by
they fall for it. Yeah, yeah. Again, it's always two ways of looking at something.
Yeah.
And the majority of the public that followed her were really the lower middle class, thinking
sure.
that she was standing up for individuality. But for those from the elite's point of view, she was actually pushing what their beliefs were. And she was the mistress of Rothschild and others at the top.
Wow.
And she believed in their right, the genius's right, to rule the lesser.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, her English was pretty amazing for being raised in old Russia.
She was raised exactly for her purpose, believe
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I believe it. I mean, old propaganda, Hollywood.
That's right.
B-movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I just wanted to hear, anything new. So,
thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alan. Have a good night.
Don from Canada. Are you there, Don? Hello, Don?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, just to touch on a couple of things here. You were talking about coffee earlier, and the fact that I can't believe how many people drink this Tim Hortons coffee that they sell up here. I mean, I see everybody carrying around a cup, and I've never seen this until, like, just recently, like, after, you know, big event on 911 or whatever. Everybody drinks that coffee, and I can't stand it. I mean, I've gone organic, so I can't really vouch for that coffee because I've tasted it once, and it tastes like swill, but that's just me. But, mm-hmm. I mean, just to say that, you know, they're putting something in that coffee, they say that they haven't, but I know that they do. I have that feeling.
Purchasers, you see, the main purchasers have the clout. They buy the beans on wholesale, and yeah, why would they demand they all change to these particular modified beans?
Oh, exactly.
And that's why I don't trust them.
Oh, no, I don't trust them either.
Well, thanks
another
for
thing,
calling.
I just wanted to say that...
No, it's cutting off, and that's the end of the show.
From
Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has been